This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, President Bush vetoed the war funding bill. As expected, negotiations for a new bill have begun. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met with leaders from Syria and Iran at an international conference in Egypt, and Republican presidential candidates debated at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And the House did not have enough votes to override the president's veto on the war funding bill, which was known in advance, obviously. They've gone back to the drawing boards. How do you assess negotiations so far?
Well, I don't think anything very much has happened yet so far in the negotiations between the Congress and the White House. That may take some time. There are various versions of some kind of deadline or other, which they hope that one or the other will accept. I don't think they're anywhere yet. Meanwhile, however, those Democrats in Congress are getting ready to put on a little pressure. Senator Byrd, who's the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, has now said, we have a resolution, it's now supported by Hillary Clinton, a resolution which revokes the power of the executive to carry on this war. As of October 11th, which would, I take it, be exactly 5 years since they granted the power in the first place. I think this is all gestures back and forth so far. When they reach a point of really negotiating, we'll know.
Secretary of State Rice traveled to Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt this week. There's a regional conference on Iraq, and representatives from Iran and Syria also attended the conference.
Yep.
Does this represent the United States opening up some kind of working relationship with Iran and Syria, or trying to reach an understanding about Iraq?
Well, it certainly is a different approach than the Bush administration would have taken 2 or 3 or 4 years ago when they spoke of unilateralism. Here, in this case, what was very interesting was that there was supposed to be a dinner, and it was arranged that the Secretary of State Rice would place it directly across the table from the Iranian foreign minister, whose name is Manoushir Mottaki, if I remember correctly. And he showed up there. She wasn't there yet. There was a Ukrainian violinist dressed in red who was playing for the group. And when the foreign minister saw that, decided that a good Shiite could not really be there with a woman in red, got up and walked out. And then Rice arrived and wondered what had gone wrong. What had gone wrong is really so representative and typical of trying to bring together these two cultures. If you find negotiation is halted by the fact that you have a Ukrainian violinist, what now?
The American Secretary of State is a woman, too. And I think she often wears red, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but I don't know whether she wore red.
She's a great pianist.
She's also a great pianist. It would have been very nice of her with the Ukrainian violinist, but no, it didn't get off the ground.
The 10-pack of Republican presidential candidates held a debate in Simi Valley, California on Thursday. Any general impressions?
Well, the general impression is the same as with the Democrats, that this first debate, the objective is not to get into trouble. And so the Republicans, they all back the president, some more ardently than others. They all said that the Democrats are no good and that they're going to lead us on to victory and so on. I doubt whether any vote was changed by this. I think when we get closer to the real thing, we might see something more.
The Florida legislature gave final approval this week to move Florida's primary election from March to January.
Yes.
Now, this follows New York and California that also moved up their primaries. And now the Secretary of State of New Hampshire didn't rule out putting the New Hampshire primary actually in this calendar year.
Right.
He said, we'll move it to before January 1st if we have to. What do you make of the increased velocity of the season and all the big states going first?
Well, all of a sudden they find, why just New Hampshire? Why Iowa? Let us have these things. And we have a lot of reporters coming here. We have attention to our state and all. And so one after another, they're now beginning to make their primaries earlier and earlier. I suspect that's probably going to go on until we will have the version, perhaps, of a national primary is what it will be like. I don't know what that will then lead to, but it strikes me that during all this time, they're all busy announcing how much money they have raised. And apparently raising money seems to be the most important part of a primary election or of a campaign so far. So I would make so bold as to say, why don't we get rid of the primaries with ballot boxes, half of which don't work anyway, and simply take a date and decide who has the most money and that person wins.
Well, it would save a lot of expense.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, and then they could do something with the money afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah, not spend it on campaign stuff. Finally, it was reported this week that Rupert Murdoch made a bid for Dow Jones Enterprises for $5 billion. Of course, that's the parent company of the Wall Street Journal and a number of other publications, including WallStreetJournal.com.
Yes. I'm going to have to answer you in purely personal terms. Mm-hmm. I've been a reporter one way or another for some 70 years, all the way back to Hello, Sweetheart, Get Me Rewrite, and all of that. I have a lot of respect for newspapers who are owned by families and are willing to make sacrifices therefore. I mean, the Graham family, Sulzberger family, took on a great risk, for example, in publishing the Pentagon Papers. If we get more and more people come in and treat newspapers as sheerly a business, I'll be sad.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore.
Sure thing.